Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive. You know those big strategic goals we're always talking about? Well, today we're getting into the nitty-gritty of actually making them happen, day by day, with a little help from the Reich blog.
Sounds good.
So you know how setting those big picture goals is like step one?
Yeah.
But how do you actually get there? How do you take those big ideas and make them a reality? That's where operational planning comes in. And it's especially key if you're working solo or running your own business.
Definitely.
So before we get too far, let's back up a sec. What exactly is an operational plan? I mean, in the simplest terms.
It's basically the bridge between your strategy and actually getting things done.
Okay.
So your strategic plan is like your vision.
Right.
Where you want to be long term.
Got it.
The operational plan is like, okay, here's the detailed map. Here's the step-by-step guide to making that vision a reality.
I love that. A map makes total sense.
So you're saying it's not enough to just have the big dream. You need the roadmap to get there.
Exactly. You need the route, the resources, the budget, the timeline,
mm-hmm.
all laid out. So like if my big dream is to climb Mount Everest.
Okay.
The operational plan is packing the right gear, mapping the route, figuring out those base camps along the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about those crucial details.
Got it. Now, the Reich article we're using today breaks down 5 key elements of a really solid operational plan.
Okay.
5.
Yeah.
Where do we even start?
Well, first things first, you got to be crystal clear on what you're actually aiming for.
The goal.
Exactly. That vision, that objective. Everyone on the team needs to be 100% on the same page.
No arguments there.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone agrees on the mountain they want to climb.
Right, and you got to break it down.
Break it down.
Yeah.
You take those big goals and chunk them down into smaller, more manageable pieces.
Bite-sized pieces.
Exactly. You figure out the budget, the resources, which teams are tackling what.
So you're creating a blueprint for action.
Precisely.
Okay, step 3 seems pretty straightforward. Assigning all those things. We're talking budgets, teams, resources. Making sure everyone's got what they need.
Yep. Making sure everything's in place to actually get things moving. But then how do we know if things are actually moving in the right direction?
That's where monitoring comes in.
Yeah.
Step 4, you got to keep tabs on things. Regular check-ins, data reports, see if you're on track or if you need to make adjustments.
Course correct.
Exactly.
Which you probably will have to do. Because as we all know, things don't always go according to plan.
Never. That's why that 5th element is so important, being able to refine that operational plan to be flexible.
To pivot when you need to.
Exactly. The business world is constantly changing, so gotta be ready to adapt.
So it's not about creating this rigid, unchanging document. It's a living, breathing guide that evolves as you do.
Precisely.
I love that. Okay, all this talk about elements and steps, I want to bring it back to our listeners for a sec. Have you ever felt like you're working your tail off, but not really getting anywhere?
It happens to the best of us.
Like you're just spinning your wheels, not gaining any traction.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and lose sight of the big picture.
Exactly. And I think that's where having a clear operational plan can be a total game changer.
Absolutely.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty of actually creating this plan. The article gives some really solid steps. Where do we start?
Well, it all starts with your strategic plan. You got to know where you're going before you can figure out how to get there.
Makes sense. It's like step 0.
Right. You got to take those high-level strategic goals and translate them into actionable steps. Otherwise, it's just a dream.
A dream without a path.
Exactly.
So we've got our strategic plan in hand. What's next?
Prioritize. Prioritize. Prioritize.
I like that. It sounds important.
It is. Step 2 is all about laser focus.
Okay.
The article really hammers this home, focusing on the most critical activities first.
Otherwise what?
You risk spreading yourself too thin, diluting your efforts, you know?
Mm.
You can't tackle everything at once.
You got to choose your battles.
Exactly. Identify those tasks that'll make the biggest impact.
Okay, so prioritize ruthlessly. Now, there's this whole thing about predictive indicators, specifically leading indicators. I'll be honest, I got a little tripped up on this one.
Yeah, it can be a bit confusing.
So break it down for me. What are leading indicators and why are they important?
Basically, they're metrics that give you a glimpse into the future. They're not about measuring what's already happened. It's about anticipating what's coming so you can make better decisions.
Wait, I love how the article explains this. They use a car analogy.
Oh, you know.
They say lagging indicators are like looking in your rear view mirror.
Right.
They show you where you've been.
Makes sense.
Well, leading indicators are like looking through your windshield.
I see it.
They're showing you where you're going.
Exactly. So instead of just analyzing past sales figures, you might track things like the number of leads generated or the success rate of your marketing campaigns.
Got it.
Those are indicators of future sales potential.
Okay, so leading indicators are all about being proactive, not just reactive.
Precisely.
Now let's talk about the human element in all of this. Steps 4 and 5 are all about people and communication, right?
Absolutely. You can have the best plan in the world.
Yeah.
But if your team isn't on board, it's not going to work. So step 4 is all about getting that buy-in, making sure everyone understands the plan, believes in it.
They actually suggest involving the whole team in defining those key performance indicators, the KPIs.
It's a great idea. It creates a sense of ownership, shared responsibility. When everyone's on the same page and working towards the same goal, that's when the magic happens.
Absolutely. And hand in hand with that, step 5 is all about ensuring consistent communication.
Yes. Keeping everyone in the loop, addressing challenges as they pop up.
And they even mention that using tools like Rike, that project management software can really help with this whole communication piece.
Absolutely.
It's like a central hub for everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can track progress, share information, collaborate effectively, all in one place.
So we've got the key elements of a killer operational plan. We've got the practical steps for creating one. But what about the actual benefits? What's in it for our listeners who actually go through this whole process?
Well, the article lays out some pretty compelling advantages. For starters, a solid operational plan can really boost productivity. When everyone knows exactly what they're responsible for and how their work fits into the big picture, things just run more smoothly.
It's like everyone's rowing in the same direction instead of paddling off on their own.
Exactly. And that increased productivity naturally leads to increased profitability.
Right. When teams are working smarter, not harder, it's good for everyone.
Absolutely. The article also points out that it can really enhance your competitive edge.
Interesting. How so?
Well, think about it. With a well-executed plan, you can deliver high-quality products or services on time and on budget.
Consistency, reliability.
Exactly. And that creates a seamless, positive experience for your customers, which is huge in today's market.
Customers love that predictability.
Absolutely. Now, I know we've been focusing on the positives,
right?
But let's be real. It can't all be sunshine and rainbows.
Right.
Of course not. Every system has its limitations.
Exactly. So the article does point out a couple of potential disadvantages.
Okay, like what?
Well, first up, human error.
Yes. Even with the best laid plans, we're all human. We make mistakes. Exactly. And because different parts of the plan are often interconnected, one small error can trigger a chain reaction.
The domino effect.
Exactly.
So someone misinterprets an instruction, misses a deadline, make a judgment call that doesn't quite pan out.
And suddenly things start to veer off course.
Makes sense.
The article also highlights interdependency as another potential challenge.
Interdependency.
Yeah. The fact that different parts of the plan are often reliant on each other.
Right. So if one piece of the puzzle falls behind schedule, it impacts everything else.
Exactly. It's like a complex machine. All the gears have to be working in sync.
Got it. So knowing these potential pitfalls, are there ways to kind of mitigate these risks? I mean, how do we prevent those dominoes from falling?
Well, the article emphasizes careful planning and clear communication right from the start.
Okay.
Having systems in place for monitoring progress and addressing issues as they arise. That's key.
Being proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. And this is where those project management tools we mentioned earlier can really shine. Yep. They can help you track dependencies, flag potential bottlenecks, keep communication flowing smoothly.
Like an early warning system.
Exactly.
So we've talked about the theory, but I think it would be really helpful for our listeners to see how this all comes together in a real world scenario.
Yeah.
The article actually gives a great example. Would you mind walking us through it?
Sure. Let's say a company sets a strategic goal of increasing its production volume by 50% by the end of the fiscal year.
Wow. Ambitious.
Right. So how do they translate that into an operational plan?
Yeah. Where do they even begin?
Well, once that overarching goal is established, they would develop a strategic plan with 3 core components: marketing, sales, and operations.
Makes sense. You need to address all those areas to really drive growth.
Exactly. And then each of those components would be further broken down into its own operational plan.
Okay, so getting more specific.
Right. So for example, the operations component might include detailed plans for manufacturing, sourcing, accounting, finance, logistics.
Each department with its own game plan.
Exactly. Each one outlining the specific actions they need to take to contribute to that overall 50% production increase.
Breaking it down into manageable pieces.
Precisely. And it's important to note that the article mentions the inclusion of a financial summary and financial projections within these plans.
Ah, so it's not just about outlining the actions, but also forecasting the financial impact.
Exactly. Making sure your plan is not only achievable, but also sustainable.
Got it. I think this example really helps to bring it all together. You know, it shows how you can take a big, seemingly overwhelming goal and break it down into manageable, actionable steps.
Absolutely.
And it highlights the importance of having that clear, structured process for operational planning.
Right. Without that framework, it's easy to get lost in the weeds.
For sure. Now, the article also touches on the idea of using templates to kind of streamline this whole process.
Yeah, templates can be a lifesaver.
How so?
They save time and ensure consistency across different plans and departments.
So instead of starting from scratch every time, you can use a template as a starting point.
Exactly. And they even mentioned that project management software like Wrike often has pre-built templates specifically designed for operational planning.
Oh, wow. So you don't even have to reinvent the wheel.
Right. Those templates can include things like Gantt charts, task lists, budget breakdowns. They provide a framework that you can then customize.
So it's like having a pre-designed blueprint.
Exactly. And this can be especially helpful for teams that are new to operational planning or for organizations that want to standardize their process.
Makes sense. Now, I'm curious, what if you're a small business or an individual who doesn't have access to those kinds of fancy tools? Can you still benefit from operational planning?
Absolutely. Operational planning is not just for big corporations with all the bells and whistles.
So even if you're a solopreneur working from your kitchen table, you can still create a simple plan.
Exactly. The key is to have a clear understanding of your goals, the steps you need to take, and a system for tracking your progress.
And even without sophisticated software, you can still incorporate those key elements we discussed earlier, like defining objectives, breaking down goals, setting timelines.
Right. And don't underestimate the power of simple communication. Regular check-ins with yourself or your team can go a long way.
I love that. So operational planning is really for everyone. It's about taking control of your work, making progress, and ultimately achieving success.
And remember, it's not about creating a perfect plan that never changes. It's about having a flexible roadmap that guides you and allows you to adapt.
That's such an important point. The business world and life in general is full of unexpected twists and turns.
Sure.
A good operational plan helps you navigate those challenges and stay focused on your destination.
Now, before we move on, I do want to circle back to something the article mentions that we touched on briefly earlier, the possibility of human error.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Even with the most meticulous planning, mistakes can happen.
Exactly. People can misinterpret instructions, overlook important details, or simply make judgment calls that don't pan out.
And because different parts of an operational plan are often interconnected, even small errors can have those cascading effects.
Right, like that domino effect we talked about.
Exactly. So one mistake can trigger a chain reaction, potentially derailing the entire plan.
That's right. And the article also highlights another potential challenge that's closely related, the interdependency of different parts of the plan.
Right. If one part of the plan falls behind schedule or encounters problems, it can impact other parts of the plan that are dependent on it.
Exactly. It's like a complex machine where all the gears need to be working in sync for it to function properly.
So how can we mitigate these risks? What are some practical steps we can take to minimize the chances of human error and address those interdependencies?
Well, the article suggests a few key strategies. First and foremost, clear and consistent communication is crucial.
Making sure everyone understands their roles and responsibilities, and that there are open channels for raising concerns or flagging potential problems.
Exactly. Regular team meetings, progress updates, clear documentation can all help ensure that everyone is on the same page and that potential issues are identified early on.
Another strategy the article mentions is having systems in place for monitoring progress and tracking key metrics.
Right. This is where those project management tools we talked about earlier can really come in handy. They can provide real-time visibility into the status of different tasks, flag potential delays, and help you identify areas where adjustments need to be made.
It's like having a dashboard for your operational plan.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the importance of having contingency plans in place.
Yes, the what-if scenarios.
Exactly. Anticipating potential problems and having backup plans ready to go can make a huge difference in minimizing disruptions.
About being proactive rather than reactive.
Exactly. By thinking ahead and preparing for the unexpected, you can significantly reduce the impact of those inevitable hiccups that occur along the way.
It's not about trying to eliminate all risk because that's impossible. It's about managing risk effectively and being prepared to adapt when things don't go exactly as planned.
Right. And it's important to remember that mistakes are inevitable. It's all part of the process.
Part of the learning process.
Exactly. The key is to create an environment where people feel comfortable speaking up when they make a mistake or see a potential problem.
So it's all about transparency, psychological safety.
Absolutely. When people feel safe to share their concerns, you're much more likely to catch those errors early on.
Prevent them from becoming bigger issues.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about communication monitoring, contingency planning. Any other strategies the article suggests for mitigating those risks?
They also talk about breaking down large, complex tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks.
Ah, so it's not just about setting goals. It's about risk management, too.
Exactly. By breaking down tasks, you reduce the likelihood of errors.
And make it easier to spot problems early on.
Right. It's like that old saying, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Exactly.
Love it. Makes those big tasks less daunting.
And it makes it easier to track progress. Make sure each step is done right before moving on.
Right. Built-in quality control. The article also mentions cross-functional collaboration as a way to mitigate risk. What's that all about?
It's about bringing together people from different departments.
Different areas of expertise.
Right, to work together on the operational plan.
So instead of everyone working in silos, you're encouraging collaboration across teams.
Exactly.
I like that. So you're bringing together all these different perspectives.
And with those diverse viewpoints, you're more likely to spot potential problems and come up with creative solutions.
Solutions that you might not have seen if everyone was working in isolation.
Right. It's like getting a second or third set of eyes on the plan.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it also helps to break down those departmental barriers.
Yeah.
Foster a more collaborative work environment.
Absolutely.
Everyone working together toward a common goal. Now, I know we've talked a lot about the potential downsides of operational planning.
Yeah.
But we don't want to scare anyone off.
Right. It's important to be aware of the risks, but we shouldn't let the fear of failure paralyze us.
So true. It's easy to get caught up in trying to create the perfect plan and then never actually take action.
Exactly. Remember, operational planning is an iterative process.
You start, learn, adapt, improve along the way.
Absolutely.
It's about the journey, not just the destination.
Right. Now, before we wrap up, I do want to circle back to one more concept. The whole leading versus lagging indicators thing.
Yeah. The rearview mirror versus the windshield.
Exactly. Lagging indicators show you what's already happened.
The past.
Right? Like revenue from last quarter, customer satisfaction scores.
Things like that.
They're useful for understanding past trends, but they don't tell you much about the future.
And that's where leading indicators come in.
Right. They give you insights into what's likely to happen down the road.
They're those early warning signals.
Exactly. And the article gives some great examples that are relevant for operational planning. Well, one example is new product development. If you're launching a new product, you can track things like the number of prototypes developed,
okay,
the progress of testing, early customer feedback.
Those are all happening before the actual launch.
Right. They're leading indicators that can give you valuable insights into the potential success of the product.
Got it. What about another example?
Another one is customer satisfaction. Instead of just measuring satisfaction after the fact, you can track things like the number of support tickets resolved. Yeah. The time it takes to resolve those issues, the proactive steps you're taking to prevent problems.
So it's all about getting ahead of the curve.
Exactly. And then there's expanding into new markets.
Yeah. If you're planning to launch in a new region or target a new customer segment.
Right. You could track things like the number of potential customers in that market, the level of interest in your products.
Indicators of potential success.
Exactly. So the point is, by tracking leading indicators, you're not just measuring what's already happened. You're getting insights into the future.
Which allows you to make smarter decisions.
Exactly.
Be more proactive.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the why, the how of operational planning.
Yeah, it's been a deep dive.
We looked at the benefits, the challenges, the strategies for mitigating risk. But before we wrap up, I have one final question for you.
Okay, shoot.
Imagine you're talking to someone who's completely new to this whole operational planning thing.
Okay.
They're intrigued. But they're not quite sure why it matters.
Got it.
What would you say to convince them that this is something they should be paying attention to?
I'd tell them that operational planning is like a roadmap for their goals.
It's about taking those big dreams and turning them into action.
Exactly. And it's not just for businesses. It's for anyone who wants to achieve something meaningful.
Whether it's starting a business, writing a book, or just living a more fulfilling life.
Right. It's about taking control and making progress.
I love that.
Yeah.
What else would you say?
I'd emphasize that it doesn't have to be complicated. You can start small, experiment. Find what works for you.
There's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. And I'd remind them that it's an ongoing process.
You adapt. You refine as you go.
Right. It's about the journey, not just the destination.
Beautifully said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. Operational planning is about taking those dreams, those aspirations, and turning them into reality.
It's about empowerment, action progress.
Absolutely. So, to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has inspired you to think about how operational planning can help you achieve your goals.
Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
And creating an operational plan can be that first step.
So start planning, take action, watch those dreams take shape.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into operational planning. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep striving for those amazing goals.
And never underestimate the power of a well-crafted plan.